Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome again to the Adventures in Companionship with myself, Refilwe, and the lovely Dr. Bill Price. He is definitely not new to radio. He was the national presenter for 4 programs years ago. It's very, very delightful to have him back. So Dr. Bill is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also qualified in neuroscience, which is brain biology, and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of Harvard Medical University. He is a professional international speakers coach and a husband to Estelle, a father to 2 adult children, and a grandpa to 4 amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futurist, scanning the horizon for new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Family, let us all welcome Dr. Bill Price.
And what a privilege and honor yet again to be with you. And with all the listeners out there, it's exciting for me, Refilwe, to be with you and to have you on the other side of the glass curtain that I'm looking through right now. And you are always so encouraging and your smile so inviting. So thank you for adding value from that perspective, and because of who you are. I love and respect you.
Thank you. That warms my heart. It really warms my heart. Yeah. So we're focusing on growth mindset and not fixed mindset today.
Yeah. So when we pay attention to our companionship, we're looking at a model that had steps to a road. Those steps were values. The road was where we were totally aware of how we are communicating and relating to each other. And then we had to go through an archway of companionship or friendship. And the archway had 2 pillars. The one pillar was time, the other one was effort. And then there were building stones in a semicircle, an archway, that were placed on each other. Now, in biblical times, and even in today when they build, it is still built this way. So you've got stones that go in a semicircle, and then you've got this middle stone that if you had to take that middle stone out, everything falls apart. And the middle stone in our archway of friendship or relationship or companionship is, of course, love. And we'll get to that one. But we've spoken about the one block being listening to understand. And so the second block that we're paying attention to now is the ability to understand that I have a mindset. And another word for mindset is attitude. So the brain gets together all the thoughts, gathers them, clusters them, ties them into a beautiful little bundle, and puts them away into memory under that title. So there'll be good thoughts. There will be thoughts that are filled with anxiousness and fear. They get bundled together. Happiness, peace, gratitude, they get bundled together. And we have these clusters of thoughts. And then when we look at our attitude or our mindset, you cannot come into a relationship without it, because it's very much part of who we are. So you are not only your level of awareness, but you also have a mindset within that level of awareness. And they tell us that there are 3 levels of mindsets. The first level is a growth mindset. The second mindset is a fixed mindset. And the third mindset is one of abundance or benevolence. So when we look at our mindsets, a fixed mindset has statements in it like, I'm made this way and I'll never change. My culture, I have to obey my culture at all costs. My culture is more important than my spirituality. I think a certain way, therefore I am. I am, therefore I cannot change. It's like saying you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So that's a very fixed mindset. I come in with a certain and a particular theology, and that's what I believe about God. And nobody else will be able to convince me otherwise, because that's it. That's why we have different religions and different religions. We've got, I think, over at this stage, we're counting around about, I don't know, about 2,000, 3,000 in South Africa, different denominations. And every denomination, we find at the center of it a different mindset. So one denomination believe in baptism, another believe in a different way of baptism, and so therefore they create different churches or denominations. And because the way that we have a mindset, we divide rather than unite. The fixed mindset is the worst mindset to have, because it is solid, it is fixed, it's not flexible, it doesn't bend, and there's no grace in a fixed mindset. And if we dare go into a relationship with a fixed mindset, you need to know you're going to bump heads all the way. It's like the bride, the woman who is going to get married, and she said to the minister, "So I'm so nervous. Could you please just run me through the procedure again?" He said, "Yeah, it's quite simple. When you come into the church, the first thing that you'll see is an aisle. And then you're going to walk down the aisle, and then as you look up, you'll see there's an altar. And at the altar, your future husband will come and stand next to you, and he will be there." So she was heard to be whispering. He says, "All you need to do is just remember, it's going down the aisle, seeing the altar, and seeing him." And she goes, as she goes down the aisle, she's whispering to herself, "Aisle, altar, him. Aisle, altar, him. I'll alter him." And so she goes down the aisle saying, "I'm going to change him. I'm going to change him." And many people marry that way. You know, it's actually quite scary that a bride or a bridegroom goes, "I'll marry this person because you know what? Our marriage is going to sort this stuff out." And the reality is, if it's not sorted out before you married, it ain't going to happen, baby.
It's going downhill from there.
Yeah. And the handbrake is in your hand. It's ripped from wherever it was. And you're going to.
That's bad. Mm. So, Dr. Bill, I'm interested in knowing that, is it possible to help someone who has a fixed mindset, to help them to be flexible? Because I'm believing someone who has a fixed mindset, even in terms of the work environment, there is no growth there, because when, like now, things are going digital, because of they were used to doing things a certain way, that transition is going to be a problem for them because now it's disturbing the way they had set their mind into doing things.
Yeah.
So is there a way in which you can help such a person outside just or like just outside them, maybe outside marriage or outside friendship? Is there a way of which that person can be helped?
The one of the ways in which a person can be helped is through helping them to become aware, helping them to see and hear and feel for themselves, about themselves. The question to ask a person in a fixed mindset is the moment they display their mindset. In other words, they've just shared with you, "I don't believe in digital and this is not going to work and whatever." Look at them carefully and with kindness into both their eyes and simply make them aware by asking this question. "So I've heard you say," and you repeat exactly what they said so they can listen to it a second time, "I've heard you say that this thing about digital is not going to work and it's not going to work for you. Did I hear that correctly?" And the person will say, "You heard me correctly." You then ask the question, what does that thought benefit you? How does that thought benefit you? What do you get out of thinking that way? Have you thought about it yet? Have you thought about what is it that I get out of thinking that way? I'm not going to adapt. What are you going to get out of that?
Mm.
I'm not going to adapt. What's going to be the consequence and what's going to be the result of you saying that? Because that's how life works. Wherever you have something that you say or do, there is definitely the reality of you are going to be, there's going to be repercussion.
Mm.
So a fixed mindset needs to be challenged with awareness, of course, with respect. So you're not going to make the person feel bad and say, that's the dumbest thought I've ever heard in my entire life. Or
yeah.
Does your mother know that you're thinking like this? You can in jest say that. But a fixed mindset, we challenge with awareness and get them to rethink about what they've just said. So you reiterate what they've said and you ask the question. So what are you getting out of believing this? What are you getting out of it by saying, no, she has to do it my way? Going, so are you, the other question you need to ask in a relationship, do you want a relationship or do you want to be right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a relationship or do you want to be right? And sadly, Christians always want to be right because they think the truth sets us free. And the truth means it's my version of truth and it's my way of thinking that that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not that case. It's really not that case.
Yeah. It's like they're focusing on their version of the truth more than the building of the relationship.
Yeah.
So they are losing sight of the end goal.
Right.
Just to prove a point and just to be right. So it's like they're sacrificing long-term achievement just for a moment of just being right.
Yeah. So when we look at Yeshua, Jesus, who in the time that he was alive, the people that he gave the hardest time were the scribes and Pharisees.
Mm.
And he told them exactly what he thought of them. One time he told them that they are like whitewashed graves. And it's interesting that the Greek word for that means outhouse, which takes them further than a grave. And so the reality is he spoke to them. He was making them aware of where they're at. And then he would have never been able to speak to the woman at the well. He would have never been able to touch other people.
Mm.
And he would have never been able to challenge the status quo of the Hebrew mindset and the Jewish mindset of the time, knowing that he was also a Jew. He could have never done that if he didn't have a growth mindset.
Absolutely.
A growth mindset is a mindset that is open. A growth mindset is not positive thinking. A growth mindset looks at reality and says, we are challenged by COVID. We are challenged by its reality that it is killing people and it is making people sick and it is definitely a virus.
Yeah.
But a growth mindset says, I will wear a mask, I will sanitize, I will wash my hands regularly, and I'm not going to break the distance. I'm going to realize that I must live responsibly. And so a growth mindset takes on ownership for the world in which they're living in. My role as a Christian or a God lover is not to try and get everybody to think the way that I'm thinking. A lot of people think that that's conversion. If you can just think my way and come to my church, and that's what every church does. They're going, go and tell your friends to come to our church because they must get born again here in our church. And this is our way of doing it. I'm going, no. Jesus never said the church would save you. He never ever said that.
Yeah.
He never even mentioned the word local church. He mentioned the word in Greek ecclesia, which means the gathering. Man-made church, and they put leaders in there and hierarchy and apostles and prophets. They turned that into a hierarchy. So we look at a growth mindset, and that's a mindset that says, I can grow. I need to grow in this area. It acknowledges gaps. It acknowledges shifts that need to be made, and it does so with responsibility. So growth mindset is almost like an adventure. Wow, this is interesting. Wouldn't it be great if I, it'll be wonderful if I could really apply my mind to this or that.
Yeah.
It'll help me if I apply my mind to thinking this way or that way. So that's a growth mindset. And then the third mindset is that of mutuality or beneficiation or benefit. And that means I come into a relationship so that I can benefit you. I'm adding value to you. It's a little bit different than a growth mindset. It's a mindset of giving. It's a mindset of I want to add value to you as a person, and I have come to be and to become and to give. That's what it's all about. So I am here on this planet to be and to become and to give. And when we have a mindset that is growth and benefit orientated, then we're going to go places. We're going to go places with our companion, our friend, our partner, because we are open to that other person. We are open to the opportunity that both of us have in our relationship as a companion on this journey. We can feel free with a mindset of growth and beneficiation to go, I can be real with this person. I can share my dreams and I can share my anxiety, and I'm not going to have someone quote a scripture at me and says, no, you're not allowed to have doubt, not allowed to have fear. I rebuke that. I cut that off. When a friend says that to me, then I'm going, you know what? All you have to do is say that three times and I'm going to go shut down. I've got nothing else to say. If you're going to cut everything off that I say. So, yeah, having a mindset in our companionship and in our relationship is critical to the growth of that and to the benefit of that. So a growth mindset says, let's look at reality. And Jesus, Yeshua, looked at his church and he said, I'm going to marry this church, this gathering, this group of people. I'm going to marry them. And he chose a group of people who were absolute sinners. They were prostitutes, they were drunkards, they were liars. You think of anything that is sinful and wrong, that we were forgiven. He chose us in that condition to befriend us and then to woo us and to save us. And he came and saved us. It wasn't a story of, you know, I found God. That's not true. You'll never find God on your own.
Yeah.
God finds you. And the story of salvation is that God found me and he invited me to consider a companionship relationship with him, in unity with him. John 17, this is eternal life, that they may know you as I know you and be at one with you as you and I are at one with each other. So eternal life has got nothing to do with a church that I belong to, a set of rules that I follow. It has got to do with my connection through Christ with God.
Oh, wow. That is very, very inspiring. Remember, if you have any questions or queries, or maybe you just, you know, want to thank Dr. Bill Price, you can email him on inspired@drbillprice.com. Remember, inspired@drbillprice. You can be in touch with him and he'll be able to assist you further. From us here at the Adventures in Companionship, we'll see you next time.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.